either reserve. You're listening to leaders.com.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما محمد إلا رسول صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, Alhamdulillah, after the completion of the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Asma'ul Husna, we looked into the names and the titles that are given to our beloved Nabi, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa Mujtaba sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we look into the seerah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we notice that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very meticulous in monitoring the names that are given to people. Not just names given to human beings, insan, but even names that are given to animals, to the mountains, cities, any name that he came across, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would always have something to say. That is why Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha says, كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يغير اسم الكبيح. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the habit to change the names, and if the name did not have the right meaning, immediately, instantly, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would change the name. This was his sunnah, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On one occasion, he met a man and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him that, what is your name? And he said, my name is Ghurab. My name is Ghurab. Now, what is the meaning of Ghurab? Ghurab means a crow. A crow. The black crow that we see nowadays. So Ghurab is a name of a crow. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ghurab? What kind of a name is that? And then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, that your name is Muslim. What is your name? Muslim. So from Ghurab, he changed the name to Muslim. This was a habit of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It comes in the riwayat, in the narrations, that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was traveling. As he was traveling, he noticed that in front were two mountains. And there was also a path for a person to go through. And so two mountains were in front of him. So he asked some of the companions that were there, local, that these two mountains, what are the names of these two mountains? And it was said to him that the name of the mountain is Fakhza, Fadih and Makhza, sorry. Fadih and Makhza. Fadih and Makhza, two names. And both of the names don't have the right meaning. It means humiliation. What does it mean? Humiliation, zillat. That is the meaning of Fadih and Makhza. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what names are given to these mountains? And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chose not to go through that path. And he said, no, let us move and go through another path. I'm not prepared to go through a name that has got Fadh and Makhza. That is why also, when someone who reverts to Islam, it is a very good practice for that individual that he chooses a good name for himself. He chooses a good name for him. Fatwa is something else, and taqwa is something else. Fatwa is something else, and taqwa is. Fatwa means that even if you were to cover your satr from your knees to your navel, and you are naked elsewhere, your namaz is counted. That is fatwa. So, minimum requirement. But it's not upon fatwa, it is upon the sunnah or the taqwa that is important. That is why Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَمَنْ رَغِيبَ عَنْ سُنَّتِي فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي. You will never find Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ever to say, فَمَنْ رَغِيبَ عَنْ حَدِيثِي, the one who turns away from my hadith, never. Because there is a difference between hadith and sunnah. So always, because sunnah means the established practice of Rasulullah, the practice that Sahaba knew, that this was his common practice, this is what he would do. Hadith, there are plenty. Many a times Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did a lot of things. So that is hadith. And so he chose not to go, and he said, no, it is better not to go this path. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the time when it came to names, subhanallah, he would make sure that the right name is given. The right name is given. There is one narration in the Musnad of Bazar, very ajeeb riwayat. As ibn al-Harith is the narrator, and he says that one of the local individuals in our locality passed away. So we all got together to bury him. As ibn al-Harith is saying that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was also there. And so we dug up the grave, and I was about to enter the grave. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped me and said, what is your name? So he said, my name is As ibn al-Harith. As ibn al, as in Asin, an alif and sod, an alif and sod. As, Asin. So Asin in the Arabic language means a sinner. What is it? From Isyan. From Isyan. If you take the ya out. From Isyan. Isyan means, or ma'asiyat. Ma'asiyat means sin. So Asin means a sinful individual, a sinful man. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, wait, don't go inside. Subhanallah. And then there was another young individual. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, what's your name? So he said, my name is also Asin. Subhanallah. My name is also Asin. Your name is Asin, yes. Okay, wait. And then there was another young sahabi. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, okay, what's your name? Now coincidentally, his name was also Asin. This hadith is in the Musnad of Bazar. And all of these are very famous companions later on to be. I'll mention the names to you. Says, my name is also Asin. I'll actually explain to you, inshallah, why some, if you look at the history of Arabs and some of the names that they had, like Kalb and Zid, and what was the reason, and Abdul Uzza, and why would they have these names? Maybe, inshallah, in another session, we'll look into that. So he said, my name is also Asin. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got them together. He said, right, before you enter the graves, you three, I am changing all of your names to Abdullah. All of you are now Abdullah. From Asin, their names were changed to Abdullah. And then he said, Hazrat Abdullah ibn al-Haris, now the name is changed. He says, as we came out from the grave, after burying that person, our neighbor, all of our names were changed and nobody knew our real name. They all know us by the name Abdullah. And these three Abdullah, Abdullah ibn al-Haris, Abdullah ibn Umar, and Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As. This was their dada passed away. So Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam changed the names. And so alhamdulillah, how fortunate we are that Allah has given us Muslim names. How beautiful. How beautiful is that to have Muslim names? It is not jais, not lawful for a person to have a nickname that does not have an Islamic connotation to it. Or it does not resemble, subhanallah, the names that have been recorded and registered as Muslim names. So it is never too late. Names are very, very important. Now when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's sunnah was this, that wherever he went, he would change. His own city. The Quran speaks of that. Yathrib. When he came to Madinatul Munawwara, this city was known as Yathrib. This city was known as Yathrib. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, this city is not Yathrib. My city is Medina. And then he says, Madinatul Munawwara. The illuminated city. What is it? The illuminated city. So Madinatul Munawwara. This city, the name that is given to this city, is a name also given by Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now imagine, my respected brothers, how beautiful must be that name that Allah Pak had reserved for His beloved Nabi. And that name is? Ji? Oh, you guys are going, you need food now. I think you out of energy. You say, well, Maulana, we haven't even had a meal and you're talking. But Muhammad, what is it? Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a beautiful name. Subhanallah. Muhammad. The most beautiful name is the name Muhammad. Of course, there are other names. Abdurrahman, Abdullah. It comes in the hadith. But this was the name that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose for His Nabi, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how much rahmat does this name attract? Subhanallah al-Azim. Ajeeb. It is mentioned in some of the kutubs that there was a man from amongst Banu Israel. He was a very sinful man. Very sinful man. And Allah had blessed him for a long life. 100 years he lived. And everybody knew this man. In fact, nobody would talk to him. And they would say, this man is a very sinful man. This individual, after 100 years when he died, the community decided that he is not even worthy of ghusl or to be shrouded or to be buried in our Kabristan. So some of the locals took his body and left his body where there was garbage and rubbish. That is where they threw the body. That let the body be disposed of with the filth that is there. That this man has never worshipped Allah Pak. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Musa alayhi salam that, O Musa, go to that location and there you will find a man who has passed away. I want you to give him ghusl. I want Musa alayhi salam should give him ghusl. And to perfume his body. And to bury him with dignity. To bury him with honor. In a dignified manner. Put him down. Lower his body. Musa alayhi salam was the Nabi of Allah. So he went, he found this young man, well, not young, 100 years old, and he did ghusl and perfumed everything, put the kafan, everything, and he buried him. Musa alayhi salam's relationship with Allah Pak was very different. From amongst all of the prophets, we see that Musa alayhi salam would often ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala questions. He was so beloved to Allah Pak. He would always ask Allah Pak. He was so beloved. He is considered to be the greatest Nabi of Banu Israel. The greatest Nabi of Banu Israel, upon whom Torah was revealed. And so he says, Bari Ta'ala, I don't understand. This man, the community have abandoned him. They threw him out of the city. And so he was a very sinful man, but you have given him this honor. The Nabi of the time has performed his janaza namaz, given him ghusl, showered him, put perfume on him. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Musa alayhi salam, yes. One day this man came across Torah. One day this man came across Torah. And he opened Torah. And he read the name of the last Nabi Muhammad. What did he do? He read the name of the last Nabi Muhammad. That's all. He is in his own world. But when in the Torah, Allah says that Khatamun Nabiyin, the last Nabi will come whose name is Muhammad. What this man did is that he lifted up the Torah and he placed that page where the name Muhammad was, فَوَضَعَهُ عَيْنَيْهِ, and he placed it between the eyes, this way. فَقَبَّلَهُ, and before that he kissed the name Muhammad. What did he do? فَقَبَّلَهُ وَوَضَعَهُ, and then he placed it between the two eyes. And he showed a lot of love for this name Muhammad, the last Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Musa alayhi salam that I have forgiven all of his sins. I have forgiven all of his sins. فَغَفَرْتُ ذُنُوبَهُ وَزَّوَّجْتُهُ حَوْرًا. And I have, as you have buried him, his nikah has been done with the Hur'een of Jannah. That is the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is the rahmat in the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But because we don't understand adab, today we don't understand, we live in a modern era, we don't understand adab, we don't even know how to speak. We don't even know how to speak. We have no understanding of adab. What is adab? We don't understand. In fact, when somebody talks about adab, they say it's bid'ah. What do they say? It's bid'ah. Adab becomes bid'ah. Subhanallah. Sahaba had adab. Sahaba had adab. Sahaba, Hazrat Umar, I have said this many a times. You read his sawane, he would pick up the copy of the Quran and he would do mass of the Quran to his face and he would say, Hada kalamu Rabbi. That, oh ho, this is the kalam of my Rabb. This is the kalam of my Rabb. Subhanallah. And he showed adab. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to him belongs Jannah and Jahannam. He can forgive who he wants. Nobody is there to question him. This man, no doubt, was a sinful man. But he had iman. What did he have? Iman. He had iman upon Allah. And he believed upon Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. He was not a practicing man from Banu Israel. But that one action, that one amal, subhanallah al-azim. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an is the narrator. Ibn Abbas is the narrator. And this is in Nuzhatul Majalis. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an says that in the Torah and in the scriptures, the name of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was there. Anna rajulan min al-yahud. فَوَجَدَ إِسْمَ مُحَمَّدٍ فِي أَرْبَعَةِ مَوَاضِعٍ. That there was a man from the Ahle Yahud. He opened up the Torah and he found in front of him upon two sides, four locations where the name Muhammad was written. So today this game that is being played, now this is another topic, the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the Bible. You know, we can look into that, that is still there. But what happens is that because translations have been done, Aramaic was the language of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and what is put in front of us is not Aramaic, and nobody knows the language. And so without a doubt, that is why even in the Song of Suleiman alayhi salam, even in the Bible, clearly the name Muhammad is mentioned. Clearly the name Muhammad is mentioned. So this Yahudi man was reading the Torah and he came across the name Muhammad. Now obviously they did not want to accept someone who was going to be from amongst the Arabs. And so out of anger, فَكَشَطَهُ, he ripped the pages. What did he do? He ripped the pages of Torah in anger. Next day, was a learned man. He said, let me read the Torah and see what is in the Torah. Allah kishan. Now, 8 times the name Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is mentioned. Again in frustration, in anger, he rips up the pages. What's the matter? After a few days, he opens up the Torah again. And now, 12 times the name Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is hitting him in the face. 12 times. So now he starts to think. Now he is thinking that no. Maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling me something. Maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling me something. Subhanallah. Yesterday, alhamdulillah, we had a mother and a daughter that accepted shahada. Mother and a daughter that accepted shahada. How Allah gives hidayat. How Allah gives hidayat. Ajeeb, subhanallah. And so, this man now, he's saying no. 12 times the name Muhammad is in front of me. So in the night he starts his journey. And he says, I've heard of this man in Arabia, that there is a man who calls himself Muhammad and that he is the messenger. So let me go in the night and travel to Medina Munawwara. So from Sham, Syria, this Yahud, this Jewish man is traveling. And after so many days he gets to Madinatul Munawwara. When he gets to Madinatul Munawwara, he meets Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an is in the masjid. And this man says, I am here, I am from Sham. I come here with the intention to meet a man who claims to be a prophet. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an said that this man has passed away. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had passed away recently. So now he was so upset and tears were flowing. He said, he has passed away? He goes, yes. So he said, give me something that has touched his body. His kurta. Give me something that has touched his body. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an went to the Azwaj-e-Mutahharat, and this kurta of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this qamiz that he would wear, was given to him. And so this man took the qamiz and he put it in front of his face as if he wanted to inhale the fragrance, the scent, subhanallah, that was emanating and coming out from the kurta of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he put it on his face, and then he said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. He said, I testify just by this kurta that there is no God but Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is his Nabi. And this man also knew Arabic. They were learned people. So in the masjid, he raised his hands And he made a dua that, Bari Ta'ala, if you have accepted my Islam, then I have no reason to live in this world anymore. My intention was to meet this great messenger. Ya Allah, give me death so I can meet this Nabi immediately. Give me death. Scholars have mentioned that this Yahudi, within a few hours he passed away. Within a few hours he passed away. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an had performed his janaza namaz, and he is that rabbi who is buried even today in Jannatul Baqi. He is that rabbi, even today he is buried where? In Jannatul Baqi. Subhanallah. That is the power in the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when Allah gives hidayat to somebody, that is why Allah has given us the best deen, the most beautiful religion. Imagine how many Christians there are in the world today. Idris, do you know how many Christians there are in the world today? It's okay, it's not so important. You don't have to... 2 billion. Chalo, just say. If there are 2 billion Christians, they are taking the name Jesus, 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 Jesus. What are they saying? What are they saying? Jesus. And can you imagine, even the name is wrong. Even the name is wrong. His name was never Jesus. His name was never. In fact, in Aramaic, the alphabets, J did not exist. There is no such thing as J in that language. J did not exist. Isa alayhi salam's name was Isa. What was his name? With an ain, not alif ain, Isa. Even 2 billion people today, they are saying Jesus, Jesus, Jesus is here. Are by what Jesus? Your whole name is wrong. Even the name is wrong. You go and ask them that. Or you bring any Christian to Masjid Umar, I am here. Where am I going to go? I am here. And talk to them. They won't even know. Maybe they won't know. But how beautiful is our deen. Allah gives us a name that you worship that God whose name is Allah. What is so unique? Allah is completely singular. Or is it? Completely singular. God, gods, goddess, nothing like that in English, any other language. In Portuguese they say Deus. Urdu, Khuda, bahut sare Ma'bud. Nahin. Allah in Arabic, one Allah. There is nothing like Him. Allah, bas finished. And Muhammad, that name is so beautiful that the Arab poet says that when you pronounce the name Muhammad 2 times, your lips are kissing each other. 2 times your lips are kissing each other. 2 times. This is the power in the name of Allah. That is why when we have children that are born, don't name them just random names. Make sure you give them the right name. It has an impact. It has an effect. I haven't even mentioned anything here. It has a great effect. The names have great meaning. Great meaning. And a person becomes a great person. There is rahmat that he carries with him by his name. That is his identity. Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq. InshaAllah ta'ala. There is another great name who I would also like to mention. I will say this later on. There was a man whose name was Bishr. What was his name? Bishr. Bishr was a man, again, very sinful. He was known for his impious attitude and impious life. Everybody knew him. All the time he would come home drinking. He would come home drinking with alcohol. And sometimes his neighbors would have to push him and take him back to his house. How is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? One should never feel that I am not worthy. If you are a Muslim, you are worthy. Your value is so much that this entire dunya, this world is running because of you. This dunya is running because of you. People commit sins, but alhamdulillah, we should take time out and slowly make an intention to change. Slowly make an intention to change. So Bishr, it is said that he was walking one day and being intoxicated as he was walking, he noticed that there was a piece of paper on the ground and he picked it up and he read what was written on that piece of paper. It said, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. What did he say? Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So he picked it up and he kissed it. He picked it up and he kissed it. And some of the scholars have mentioned that he went to an attar, a perfume shop, and he bought a perfume. And he went home and he applied perfume to it to give it the fragrance and kissed it. And he put the name Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim high somewhere on top, showing adab to the name of Allah, showing adab to the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bishr Hafi, when he went to sleep, he saw a dream. In his dream, it was said to him, O Bishr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, like how you have perfumed his name, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give out your fragrance to the whole world. Allah will also perfume you with strong iman. And subhanallah, it is said that Bishr, when he woke up, something changed and he stopped everything and he went and he stayed in the company of Fudail ibn Ayaz, who was a master, great scholar, Fudail ibn Ayaz. And Fudail ibn Ayaz is the teacher of Bishr Hafi. And this Bishr Hafi, who once upon a time was drunk all the time, is the teacher of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. Who is he? Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, the four great fuqaha, Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Malik, Imam Shafi, and Imam Ahmad. Musnad-e Ahmad, that is compiled by him. Musnad-e Ahmad. The masterpiece work that is written by Imam Ahmad. Imam Ahmad is the student of Bishr. And everything changed. Subhanallah. By showing adab. One adab was kissing the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything changes. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a samad. Don't portray and think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do exactly what we are thinking. No, it's not that. Because Allah knows the love that is in your heart. And this love, this energy of love is very powerful. Very, very powerful. And subhanallah, we see that, you know, people's life have changed. Just by showing that love and honor. And the name Muhammad, there is an attraction to it. Subhanallah. The rahmat of Allah comes down. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us all the tawfiq, inshallah. There is so much that we want to speak about. The names that are there, Ahmad, his name, Khatamun Nabiyeen, Rasulullah, Nabiyyut Tawbah, Nabiyyur Rahmah. Inshallah ta'ala, slowly we will cover the beautiful names of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dua kalli. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين